Welcome back, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. The outdoors is in session. Come on in. The listening is fine. This is Bill Barty, and each week I'm able to come in and talk to you on the Carolina Outdoors and hopefully inspire you to get outside and do something along the way. Part of my chore is also to bring interesting people who are making a difference out there in the great big world, and that's what we're going to do on this segment of the program. So go back with me, and if you can't think back this far, that's okay. But in 1954, some things happened interestingly enough in this world of ours. Marilyn Monroe married Joe DiMaggio in New York City, and Elvis Presley released his first single, That's All Right, by Sun Records over in Memphis, Tennessee. Also 1954, our next guest, Dick Roberts, along with three other Far Yarn employees over in McCaddenville, North Carolina, here in Gaston County, decided to spruce up their town a little bit. Along with Mr. Roberts was Doris Woodward, Billy Alexander, and Neil Hagen. They took discarded rods over at the Far Yarns, placed them on a visible hill, and then put white lights on them spelling out Christmas Town. That, plus placement of some other lights and trees, started a Carolina tradition that hundreds of thousands of people enjoy by walking, running, and especially driving through the town of McCaddenville. And we're going to bring him on right now. Dick Roberts, welcome again to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good to be with you.
Now, listen, Mr. Roberts, I tell my kids, and I'm telling a whole lot of people, that we're living in history right now with everything that's gone on in this world. But listen, you have lived history, too, as really one of the founders of Christmastown. Talk to us a little bit about that. And after the four of you spruced up the town that December, what did your boss, William Farr, think about it all?
Well, after we made the initial three things, the lights on the hill, the stars on the tower, and one Christmas tree in front of the main office, excuse me, Mr. Farr, when we were taking the lights off of that one tree, came out of the main office and said, "Boys, that really looked good this year." Said, "Why don't next year you decorate a few of these trees between the mill office and up at the community center?" He said, "Just tell them over at the supply room what you need, and they'll get it." And we said, "Okay, we'll do that." So the next year, in 55, we decorated about 9 trees between the mill office and the community center. And that was the second year, and Mr. and Ms. Farr both liked that. Ms. Farr said, "Boys, I wish you would just use the Christmas colors, which is red, white, and green, and that's what's used today." And so after that year, he looked at it and said, "Boys, I'll pay for all you'll put up." Well, bingo, that meant townwide. And so then the next year in 56, the men's club got involved, and they helped, and the women's club made wreaths for the street lights. And so they continued for about 4 years, and it got to where it was just too big. And then at that point, Wayne Teague headed up a crew. And he would get boys in the mill after they finished their regular shift to come out and work with him and put up the lights. And the company would, of course, pay their time. And that continued until 1997 when Wayne retired. Then Tim Gibson, who worked with Wayne, took over the crew to put up the lights, and he's still doing it today. But along about 1958 is when about 58 is when the Holmes got involved and started decorating their porches. And that's a tradition that continues today. And that's the main thing that sets a McCaddenville apart from other areas. I mean, you can go and see Christmas trees and lights about anywhere. But when you add the Holmes to it, it makes it that Currier and Ives Christmas card scene. And that's what makes McCadmore unique. And it's been going on now for 65 years, and I've seen them all and love every year of it.
It is something to see, and we hope our listeners will get out there and enjoy it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the reason that you can get out there and enjoy it. But a whole lot has changed in those years, those 65, 66 years since the mid-1950s, especially with the lay of this region and the demographics of this region and new people moving in from places that aren't Gaston or Mecklenburg or counties like that around here. How have the neighbors taken to it in these later years? Do they continue with the tradition even though they weren't a part of the initial traditions in the decades prior?
Yes, when the company decided to do away with the old mill houses and build new homes in McCadmore, then the people that have come to McCadmore have really taken on the Christmas spirit. They some of the homes pay up to $3,000 just to decorate their homes, and that really sets it aglow. And they have really joined in, and they say that coming to McCadmore was unique because after they was here, they said, we just feel like we've been here all our life. These people took us in, made us feel at home, and loved us and cared for us, and said we wouldn't have it no other way. So that has been a tremendous thing for McCadmore. And the beauty of it is McCadmore remains that close-knit community that it's always been. A neighbor loves neighbor, helps neighbor. And if one hurts, we all hurt. It's just the way it is in McCadmore. And through the years, it has changed. Like I say, it has become now, it's almost a year-round job. Tim and his crew, they start in August, putting the lights up, and then they, after the 26th, they start taking them down. It takes almost 3 to 4 months to get them all down and stored. And then they go around and they replace trees that maybe have died or plant one where it's needed. And so things change, and there's a little change as goes along all the time. But the basics overall of the trees, over 500,000 lights and 300 trees, plus all the homes, it just makes it special. But let me say this. This year, due to the coronavirus, the decision was made to try to scale back a sum to try to prevent, a lot of people getting out walking like they traditionally do. Because of the virus, just trying to see if we could help curb the virus, but hadn't worked too well.
Well, I wanted to bring that up, too, because now this goes back a ways, maybe 15 years or so ago. McCaddenville proper, the town, contracted UNC Charlotte, the university here, to conduct an economic impact survey on what it does to Gaston and Mecklenburg County and who's participating. So I guess it's back in 2004. There were 23 nights surveyors stood out there and asked people questions as they came through McCaddenville. The data was shared with organizers there of Christmas Town the next January, and this is what it revealed. Over 600,000 people and 200,000 cars came through McCaddenville each lighting season, each Christmas season. The event was also bringing to both Gaston and Mecklenburg counties $12.8 million into the local economy, and 75% of all the visitors came from outside Gaston County. So with those are big numbers, and those were before the pandemic. So now in the pandemic, organizers trying to slow it down just a little bit to keep people maybe a little bit contained, backed off a little bit. But what you're saying is people are still coming. They still want to see what McCaddenville and a bit of your legacy has in store for us.
They were backed up last Saturday night. They were backed up all the way through the city of Lowell, all the way back out to Interstate and back down Interstate to the bridge that crosses McCaddenville. So that gives you some idea. The traffic is still there. It's still there, and they're coming from far and wide to see the lights, and we're proud of them. I mean, it's just wonderful. But the thing about it is, like you're talking about the impact study and what it brings to the area, the amazing thing is it costs absolutely nothing to come through and view the lights. That's Mr. Farr said in the very beginning, this is strictly for the families to come through and enjoy as a family. There will be no selling, no handouts, no commercialism of any kind. It's strictly a family affair to come through and view the lights. And that's the way it is today.
What do you think, Mr. Farr, and actually your other three colleagues who helped kick off Christmastown back in 1954, what do you think they would say here in the year of 2020 with what McCaddenville represents to not just to Gaston County and McCaddenville proper, but to the rest of this region, who I would say are all proud of what McCaddenville has done and is doing? What would Mr. Farr and them say?
Well, Mr. Farr and Ms. Farr would always come out and stand on their porch and watch the traffic go by and wave to the children. It was always an exciting time for them, and they were so community-minded and did so much for the community. And they just love to see the people enjoy it. And I'm sure Mr. Farr would be just as proud today as he was in the beginning that he could do something to bring some happiness and cheer at the Christmas season. And Ms. Farr, she was just the sweetest lady you ever seen. She loved it. She wanted it. She would go around the night before they turned them on and check everything out and make sure it measured up. And she was just a dear lady to do that. And she really enjoyed it. But they would be real proud of it. And the guys that were with me when we started all this stuff back in the beginning, they'd be just as amazed with it as I am today that 65 years later, all this is still going on. And we just love it. It's not Christmas without it.
Well, and I would say maybe it is even more important this year because, as you said, not only does it not cost anything, but these days people are looking for something outside of their home, outside of their apartment. People have been quarantined or stayed at home, and this is a place that you can go safely, especially in your car if you're doing the drive-through. Going over to McCaddenville, North Carolina. That's what we're talking about right now here on the Carolina Outdoors, as it all started back in 1954 with Dick Roberts, our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. If you're just joining us, he's telling us a bit of the history. And as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio, as well as available via podcast for those who may be listening digitally, just type in Carolina Outdoors wherever you listen to your podcast, or you can head over to jessebrowns.com, click on podcast there, and enjoy this episode and others. And Mr. Roberts, for many of us who may be new to this area and don't know a lay of the land of McCaddenville, do you have any tips for us, how we can come through? There's really not that many ways in and out of town, which lines up the cars. Do you have any tips for us on how to handle the lights at McCaddenville?
Let me tell you what I share with most people. Most people that wants to come and see the lights, I recommend that they come maybe about 5:15 and set up at the old barbecue place at the bridge, and the lights come on at 5:30. They're all on timers, and they cycle in, and then you can more or less drive through unobstructed and view the lights. But if you wait till Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you might sit in traffic 3 hours before you get to town. And one thing I would remind the listeners of today, there's a change in the hours. It used to be from 5:30 to 9:30 through the week, and from 5:30 to 11 on the weekends. But this year, due to the scale back, they come on at 5:30 to 10 o'clock 7 days a week. So if you've been used to coming late on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, be aware that they go off at 10 o'clock. And if you're in line, they might go out before you see them. So just be careful with that. But as far as coming into town, the best two ways is to come 74 from Charlotte, and then you can come interstate to exit 23 and go through that way. That's the two main, it's just a one way through town.
Yep.
Either way. So either 74 or come by Interstate 85 to the exit 23. And the patrolmen are usually directing traffic, and you can work in that way. But just don't wait late to come, because if you do, you might miss them.
This might be the wrong time to ask this question as we wind down talking to Dick Roberts, McAdenville, North Carolina, about Christmastown. Every town's got a Scrooge or two. How about McAdenville? You talk about 200,000 cars, 600,000 people coming through. Do any of the neighbors get a little scroogey and say, look at all these exhausts coming through in my yard, and I can't get to the grocery to get milk? Does that double up?
No, the people in McAdenville plan ahead. If they go into the store, they go during the day, not at night. And everybody's got accustomed to it. And they go during the day, and at night they sit on their porches. People come through, they sit on their porches with them and the swings, and just enjoy visiting with everybody that comes through walking. So I hadn't found anybody to be a Scrooge yet. They may be, but I haven't found them. And most people's just in the holiday spirit and wants to see everybody come and enjoy them. And like I say, they make arrangement during the day if they have to go out, and they don't try to after dark. They know it's impossible, so they just make arrangements.
Well, listen, you said it about McAdenville, and then I kind of piggybacked with you on being proud of McAdenville. And Dick Roberts, we appreciate you taking the time with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're proud to have you as a guest, and thank you for sharing part of your story and the story of McAdenville, North Carolina, Christmastown.
Well, it's my privilege to do that, and I love McAdenville. I was born there in 1935 and been here ever since, and I just love McAdenville. And it's a wonderful place to grow up, a wonderful place to raise a family, and just a wonderful place to be. I just finished writing a little book on McAdenville and its history. See, my dad goes back. He came here in 1884. He was 5 years old, and he lived in McAdenville all his life. He was 57 years old when I was born in 1935. So he and I together cover about 146 years in McAdenville history.
That is too good. Now, what is the name of the book? Are you selling it, or is it just for family?
I will later. It's going to press probably late next week.
We look forward. Well, we'll have to get you back on the Carolina Outdoors, and we'll talk a little book talk next time.
Okay, I tell a lot of things in the book that my dad told me. He was here in the beginning when the first mill started, and went to work when he was 9 years old, worked 10 hours, 11 hours a day for 10 cents a day. So we go back a ways.
We'll be proud of that Roberts name, and we're proud of you, Dick Roberts. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get you back on for the Carolina Outdoors Book Talk and find out all about that next time. Listen, we're going to
be glad to anytime.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.